Armstrong and Getty, brought to you by Gendera 76 and Auto Service at Cypress and Pacelli, home of the sign, Redding's last full-service service station since 1979.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Don't be left watching Netflix reruns this summer. Use your screen time to future-proof your career with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. One of the best investments you can make is your education. So take the first step today. Summer classes start June 8th and enrollment is happening now. High school students, summer is the perfect time to pick up some college credits. With no tuition costs and enrollment is now completely online, call 242-7500 or go online to shastacollege.edu/apply.
Harvard's going to pay back the money, and they shouldn't be taking it. So Harvard's going to, you have a number of, I'm not going to mention any other names, but when I saw Harvard, they have one of the largest endowments anywhere in the country, maybe in the world, I guess, and they're going to pay back that money.
I just want to clarify, because...
So is that a certainty? I'll have to Google that. Is Harvard actually going to give back the money? Have they been shamed by the President of the United States? Boy, you know they hate that. They were going to try to take that money and run, add it to their $40 billion they've got. Why did they even apply? Did they have to apply or did somebody just send them a check? Because if they applied, why did you even apply for some of that money?
You know, I'm looking at Forbes.com. Why is Harvard getting $9 million in stimulus when they have a $40 billion endowment? Harvard says they're actually allocating 100% of the funds to financial assistance for students to meet their urgent needs in the face of this pandemic. Yeah, but you have $40 billion in the bank.
Yeah, that's
why don't you let small businesses use that money who don't have 40 freaking dollars in the bank?
Yeah, that's a bunch of crap what you just said there.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And no, they have not agreed to give it back. They're justifying why they have it. You know, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. Where is it? There it is. Yeah. The idea that the crowd that's saying, listen, we have to, in a smart but aggressive way, get the economy going again, let people go to work, is not a lunatic fringe fans, as they would have you believe on MSNBC, for instance. It is city and county authorities who are saying, we got no tax revenue. Every program we have that you like is going to end. People will die. And the great Armstrong and Getty question, which I'm going to text or tweet out in a minute, is not, will we save even one life by shutting down? No, it's how many lives will we sacrifice to save the people who would have died of Chairman Xi's bat death? We could easily see 250,000 deaths of despair to save 25,000 lives from the coronavirus. You explain that math to me. Now, I don't want those poor folks to die, and a lot of them old people, nice people, whatever, or healthy people. It comes out of nowhere. It kills them. It's a tragedy. It's a nightmare. But you don't design public policy based on, A, emotion, because it makes you feel bad, or it makes you feel good. And you don't design it on anecdotal evidence, like CNN terrifying the S out of you because some perfectly healthy marathoner, 42-year-old mom of six, suddenly died of the bat death. You just can't design public policy on that. We need to sober up here.
You mentioned the list of states earlier, Michael, that are opening up quite a bit as kind of a test for the United States. It's Texas, Georgia.
It was South Carolina, Georgia, Texas, and then there's one other one, I think.
And
Tennessee.
In Tennessee, yeah. And I know they mentioned tattoo parlors and
bowling alleys
and car washes and stuff like that.
Yeah. Certainly bowling alleys that have a tattoo parlor as part of the, you know, you're killing time between games or something like that, waiting for your lane to end up, to open up, rather, you get a tat.
Or you're sitting there at the car wash and somebody strips in front of you to kill the time while you're waiting for your car to get sudsed up.
Maybe I get a tattoo that's a bowling pin wearing a crown that says kingpin. I don't know. Maybe.
It'd be awesome.
Oh, hey, those states, that reminds me of something I meant to say, and I got caught up in my own rant. Cal Unicornians. Listen to this, would you? The Placerville, California City Council voted to send a letter to the governor calling on him to lift the order, the stay-at-home order. Every mayor in San Luis Obispo County, joined two county supervisors in drafting a letter to Newsom. 7 out of 9 Stanislaus County cities signed on to a letter urging him to loosen the stay at home. Riverside County has begun to reopen, at least in part. Ventura County, likewise, has been a partial reopening. Golf courses, parks, some businesses, and the list goes on and on. So, yeah, it's time. It's time. We can be smart. We can be safe-ish. But we will not sacrifice the hundreds of thousands to save the thousands.
You heard any new news on the leader of North Korea and his health?
I have not, and I was hoping you would bring that up. Little fathead, still unseen.
He hasn't been seen, so he hasn't stepped forward. I mean, that's kind of interesting, because he's certainly aware that there's a world rumor that he's in bad shape health-wise. The fact that he has not come before a camera means something, doesn't it?
How convincing do you find the heart surgery story that he's recovering from some sort of cardio procedure?
I don't have any idea. But
yeah, I don't. That seems to be the belief.
The fact that he hasn't come before a camera, though, means something's going on. I don't know how you'd escape that logic.
Yeah, unless, you know, if I were a dictator, play, you know, 24C on 3, Omaha would be, listen, I want you all to start rumors that I'm in ill health and that I might not be making it. All right? Let's see who comes out of the woodwork talking about getting rid of me and seizing power. Tell me who's power hungry.
I was just thinking, what possible advantage could there be to having the world think you might be dead or dying? Well, there's one. Aha, I'm in charge here. Feed him to the dogs. Machine gun him and then feed him to the dogs.
And then machine gun the dogs so they don't talk. Who is the Cassius with the lean and hungry look? Exactly. That's the only explanation I can come up with. Although, frankly, you got a chain-smoking, obsessive, they say, overworked, grotesquely obese dictator of a country. It could be he has heart problems or diabetes. He might have severe diabetes. You don't know. If he has a genetic predisposition to diabetes, as fat as he is, he probably got it.
Awesome.
And if he croaks it, man, how great would that timing be? And great, I mean, you know, terrible. In the midst of the Chinese bat death and then all sorts of chaos there. Then the president, did you hear this? We talked about this real early during the show. President Trump said, if Iran keeps messing with our ships in the Persian Gulf, which they've been doing with, we're going to blow them out of the water.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
That'd be an exciting little story during all of this.
Durr.
And some places in the country, they're encouraging you to tell on your neighbors. Some people are doing it on their own, like Joe got videotaped playing golf a while back.
Well, the course was still open. What are you doing? Do you just like my golf swing, you jackass?
But
you're the only one.
The mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, encouraged New Yorkers to snitch on fellow New Yorkers. If they weren't social distancing. He even set up a little website for it. And he said, if you see someone failing to practice social distancing, rat them out, Mayor Bill de Blasio urged Saturday. I don't think he used the word rat. We know there's still some people who need to get the message. That means we need more enforcement. We need to make it clear we've got to have our own social distancing. It's that simple. Snap a photo of an offending person or crowd and set the location of the image and just text it to 311-692. Action will ensue, said the mayor.
Yes, turn in the evildoers.
Well, you just can't.
Counter-revolutionaries.
You can't trust some people because they have this text line set up for pictures, and it turns out it's been flooded with penis photos and Hitler memes.
Oh,
I'm
sorry,
just,
I hear that.
I'm just really disappointed that people are junk pics, flipping people off, and Hitler memes. It's just...
Well, it's disappointing and surprising. Yes.
you don't expect that out of an anonymous tip line where you can submit a picture.
Who could have seen this coming?
And people writing, you did the Reich thing with a picture of de Blasio with a Hitler mustache. And
a little icing on the cake, here's my penis.
And, well, yeah, one of my favorites was a bowl of gummy candies that are made in the shape of male genitalia and a sign saying, eat a bag of, well, what it says is not really arable. But,
but so that, I really hate any government officials encouraging us to inform on our neighbors. Well, the mayor of Los Angeles, Mr. Garcetti, did the same thing. Hey, if you see somebody, say something to them. Okay, great.
Yeah, call them out and shame them.
That's what we need to do. And then we got this poll that came out, Morning Consult poll today. Should non-essential workers be allowed to move freely outside? 75% said no. Three-quarters of the people polled, that's anybody over 65, three-quarters of people polled said non-essential workers should not be allowed to move freely outside.
Grandma, grandpa, bullcrap.
I'll bet the number is higher if you include younger people. I've seen some polls where it's the older crowd that is more willing to roll the dice on this than the younger crowd. And that doesn't surprise me a bit, really.
Why is that?
Well, just talking to my parents and hearing the, was it the governor of New Mexico, I think it was, and he got in hot water for this, saying, look, I'm older, but I don't want to destroy the economy for my kids and my grandkids. I'll be fine. I'll stay in the house. I'll wear a mask. I'll wash my hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lieutenant Governor in Texas said something similar, too. And I also think youngsters, particularly those fairly fresh out of college, think the government will take care of us. That's what the government's supposed to do. It'll all be fine.
Well, there are also, if you include more of the crowd to where the burden of this has been staying in your apartment and watching Netflix and FaceTiming with your friends, that burden is a price you can pay.
Right.
As opposed to being older and your kids are out of school and you got a business and you're not working and you're worried about this and that. I'll bet the number's higher if you include younger people.
Yeah.
But I find that stunning. 75% of this crowd said no, people should not be allowed to move freely outside. What?
You know what? I hate that question. I mean, it clearly exposes an attitude that I don't like at all. And, you know, for the umpteenth time, our Constitution is not written because the majority of people don't want a king. It's written because the human tendency is to want a king. It's written to prevent the concentration of power. But anyway, if that question were written, do you think people should be able to do their jobs if they can do them safely? What would that number be? It's a very similar question. Do you think non-essential workers should be able to move about freely? How about should people be allowed to do their jobs if they could do them safely? Come on, who would be against that?
Two things we might lose because of this whole pandemic: soap operas and department stores. It's going to be tough to take. That, among other things, on the way on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
We're talking about getting out of that timeshare on Newsmakers Today. I'm Larry Morgan, and with me is the owner of Lone Star Transfer, Karen Holloway. Why is it important to you that Lone Star Transfer is successful?
We have seen that there has been so much pain in this industry that when people actually reach out to us and they're asking for help, it is very important to us that we can legally and ethically get them out of their timeshare so they will have no more liability to that timeshare. What a timeshare owner can expect when they call our office after their free consultation, we give them a process on how we can make sure that they have no more liability to that timeshare. It's something that we try to do as quickly and as effectively as possible. I really believe that Lone Star Transfer is second to none in our service and the care that we give to our clients.
So how does someone get in touch with you?
We ask that you simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword Lone Star, or reach us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations. I'm Alan Jones, founder and CEO of Bambi. I created Bambi specifically for small business. Get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain compliance for $99 a month, seriously. Month to month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime.
Go to Bambi.com/weekday right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/weekday. Spelled BAM to the BEE.com/weekday.
With the novel coronavirus pandemic escalating in the U.S., Roe, the parent company of Roman, is offering free telehealth services for people seeking guidance and information on COVID-19. Their free online assessment is based on guidelines from the CDC and the World Health Organization and can help determine if you are at risk. If appropriate, Roe will connect you with a medical provider for a free consultation. Visit roe.co/coronavirus on your phone or laptop to complete a free online assessment. That's roe.co/coronavirus.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting a car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-ups. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palocedrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Yo. We have a conference call with our doctor for my son today where we're going to switch medicines for some reason to try to make things better. I was just thinking about this because I was reading about medicines to treat coronavirus, medicines to treat this, medicines to treat that. If you've never been, if you haven't been on a lot of medicines in your life, and I luckily for most of my, all of my life really, except for my bout with cancer, have been able to stay away from medicines for the most part. I just have never really needed much. There's so many freaking side effects to all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And if you get them, then you end up taking, because my son, the medicines he's taking, either got stuff that, you know, you can't stay awake, or you can't sleep, or you can't eat this, or you can't eat at all, or you can't stop eating, or just, you know, and then you take a different pill to deal with that, but it's got its own side effects. Now I can eat, but I'm back to being asleep all the time, but I can't start peeing or stop peeing or whatever the heck it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Once you start going on, those of you who are like anti-vaccines and anti-medicines and stuff like that, I understand where it comes from, because once you get into that world and you start chasing, you know, the perfect state of being, oh, it's just never ending.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you should bring that up. I had one of those nights last night. I went to bed early because I'd been cruelly sleep deprived, my own doing this week. And I woke up at 12:30, wide awake, midnight 30.
Huh.
And for the next 3 hours, I was tossing and turning and trying to shut off my mind. And my mind was just whirling. You know how it gets like that sometimes in the middle of the night and you start worrying about everything you could possibly be worrying about? I got a song going through my head over and over again. Great old 97 song, by the way, but I was sick of it by the end of this. And I actually had the thought, as I thought a million different things, I wonder if this is what schizophrenia is like, with your thoughts just flying around and you can't control them or harness them. And then I started thinking about psychoactive drugs and their side effects and how, you know, people with those challenges, it's got to be really hard to accept the reality that I'm not schizophrenic, but I have, or I'm not as bad, but I have all these terrible side effects. So, yeah, odd coincidences. I was thinking about that in the middle of the night. Maybe we have a psychopathic connection, Jack.
So we're trying to line
up. Sorry, a psychic connection, not a psychopathic connection.
We're trying to line up a friend, I'm using my finger quotes, for my son. Because he's never really had any friends, and the couple of people he's kind of come close to being friends with in a variety of ways, it hasn't worked out. And the reason it doesn't work out is because of his behavior. He's got OCD, he's got anger, he's got all these different things, and he wants a friend who's got the same thing as him. So we're getting into chat rooms and stuff like that, and trying to find another kid who's got the same medical condition as he's got. Because he said, I need to talk to somebody who understands me so I can say, I don't know why I just did that. It's just the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll understand, you know, the medical stuff and the mental stuff and the emotional stuff. That's just torturous. It's just torturous.
Yeah, God, that's hard, man.
Oh.
Ugh.
Poor kid. He kind of was becoming friends with this neighbor kid down the road, and the kid played with his stuff, and now he just can't tolerate the kid being around. And he doesn't want to be that way, but he just can't stop himself from being that way. Because of his OCD tendencies, and just, oh, he cries so hard about not having any friends.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just brutal.
That reminds me of a couple episodes with my oldest who's autistic, and yeah, it's hard, man. It's heartbreaking to hear. You know, there's one wonderful and benevolent person who I love. She's no longer with us, who said, so who are your friends? And Kate said, I don't really have any. She said, come on, who do you sit with at lunch? I sit alone. Surely you have some friends. And I was like, leave it alone.
All right.
Yeah, it's rough. It's really, really rough. You know, she went off to college and got some, thank God. But anyway, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that all of you are having to go through that. On a global story, this is just breaking seconds ago from the New York Times. The alarming messages came fast and furious in mid-March, popping up on cell phone screens and social media feeds of millions of Americans grappling with the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. Spread the word, the message said, the Trump administration was about to lock down the entire country, martial law, etc. You remember hearing about that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, guess who was behind those messages, Jack?
Oh, boy.
And it wasn't Putin.
Okay.
But you're close.
All right, well, I'm going to stay tuned. And I usually don't stay tuned.
Putin's brother?
Armstrong and Getty.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa.
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times. As represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Talk dirty to me.
Staph, salmonella, E. coli.
Not that kind of dirty.
1 in 6 phones contain fecal matter.
Gross.
Phone soap safely kills 99.99% of all those germs with clinically proven UV light.
Good, because you're all I've got.
That's so sweet.
Phone soap kills hundreds of germs and bacteria, including the cold and flu virus. Go to phonesoap.com and use code NEWS to secure a spot on our pre-order list and receive free shipping. Go to phonesoap.com and use code NEWS to receive free shipping today.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Marith Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Redding, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
So they got this tulip festival they have in Japan, I guess, regularly, where because the tulips bloom at a certain time. 100,000 tulips. It's about 1 million tulips that bloom, and it's supposed to be beautiful. 1 million tulips all blooming at once, I imagine, is quite the striking thing to see. But they couldn't keep people from coming to look at them, so the government snipped them all down.
They
just cut them down.
This is how the War of the Roses started, didn't it?
The War of the Roses, I think so.
Exactly. Sure. What flower can whistle? Tulips.
Childhood
favorite.
I don't know if I think this is obviously the only thing you could do to stop people from going to look at the tulips, or just horrifying government overreach to cut the beautiful flowers down.
It's not the only thing, but I think the other things you could do to quote-unquote make people not do it are much more horrific.
Well, how about
release bees on them or something?
Well, maybe that's one thing. Or just have a phalanx of police surrounding it with their riot shield.
Or invite them in, and then when they lean in to sniff the tulips, pepper spray them right in the eyes.
Barbaric!
All right, so listen, you got to hear this, and then I want to get into some of the tape of our interview with Gordon Chang early in the show today. But alarming messages came fast and furious in mid-March, popping up on your cell phone screen, your social media feed. Millions of Americans saw this. Spread the word. The Trump administration is about to lock down the entire country. And I quote, they will announce this as soon as they have troops in place to help prevent looters and rioters. He got the call, said a source in the Department of Homeland Security. He got the call last night, was told to pack up and be prepared for a call today with his dispatch orders.
I remember that. We were getting all kinds of talk. Yeah, my brother's in the National Guard, and he mysteriously had to go something or do whatever.
Exactly. Since that wave of panic, it was so widespread, the White House became aware of it and actually issued news saying this is fake news. But United States intelligence agencies have assessed that Chinese operatives helped push the messages across platforms. They didn't write them, they don't think. It was, you know, your lunatic friends in America. But what they do is they have a staff of people to look for this stuff or help create it and then amplify it and spread it to millions and millions of people to sow fear and confusion and the rest of it in the U.S. Our good friends, China.
Wow, so China started the virus, hid it from the world, which caused almost the entire economic and health damage.
Right.
And then tries to amplify it?
Yeah, the fear and chaos and also their propaganda effort is saying we started it. One of the interesting aspects of this is, and this was a new wrinkle, it was popping up on people's cell phones, not in social media, appearing as text messages that were coming in from some mysterious source. I got to look back to see if I got any of those.
Oh,
I don't recall,
you know,
specifically.
I may have gotten one of those. I remember.
Right, with a crazy message, and you're thinking, who the hell sent
right.
this? That number's not in my contacts.
I'm really concerned that we, as a country, our government, our population, certainly our media, are not ready for this battle with China. They're taking it seriously, and and thinking long term, and we're not taking seriously and thinking short term.
Right, right. Or our partisanship is blinding us to the truth. For instance, this very New York Times story I'm quoting says, Mr. Trump himself has shown little concern about China's actions. He has consistently praised the handling of the pandemic by Chinese leaders. That storyline is so lame. It's so dumb. Trump, for all of his faults and strangeness, he's practicing what Henry Kissinger said. Diplomacy is the art of saying, nice doggy, while behind your back you carry a heavy stick. You know, he's making nice with the stick ready to go. Mr. Trump has shown little concern about China's actions. I don't think that's really true.
Which leads us into Gordon Chang talking about China.
Yeah, we have a bunch of clips. I'm not even sure exactly how to set them up. Let's start with clip 51, talking about China's actions in this whole mess.
Two things. First of all, for about 5.5 weeks, the Chinese government lied about the human-to-human transmissibility of the disease. Government knew that it was H2H, as they say, but China tried to convince the world it was not. Second of all, Xi Jinping tried to pressure countries to keep their borders open to arrivals from China. Those are the arrivals who spread the disease outside of that country. You put those two things together, and the only conclusion that fits the facts is that either Xi Jinping was reckless or he maliciously spread it. I vote for maliciously spread.
Now, first of all, that whole H to H, that's the sort of code you learn when you've got a PhD. Human to human is H to H. That's good stuff.
I jot that on my arm with a pen.
But that's the first time I've heard anybody say that Gordon Chang thinks that China did it on purpose. I find that one hard to swallow.
Well, allowed it to spread on purpose. Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. Play cut 50 for us, Sean.
Cut 50, you said?
Yes, please.
But the most troubling aspect of this is that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, took actions which inevitably led to the spread of the disease outside China. As a matter of fact, if after having seen what the virus did to China, if he wanted to level the field by spreading it elsewhere, he would have done exactly what, in fact, he did do.
Yeah, see, that I absolutely get. It was so unforgivably self-serving and communist, just protecting the party at the expense of anything that could happen. It's as if it was intentional. But I just think it was ass covering in the way that communist regimes always do. How about, I don't know, what do you think is the best clip there? 50, how much time do we have? I have many questions. let's see. I tell you what. Let's do clip 55.
I don't know whether individual officials of WHO got money, but clearly China spent millions of dollars to elect Dr. Tedros as the director general of the organization. So Tedros owes his position to China. Also, Tedros is a leftist anyway, and so that would fit in with Chinese goals. But you know, in terms of checks to the organization. The U.S. each year, you know, gives them something in excess of $400 million. The Gates Foundation pumps in a lot more money. China's contribution is between $40 and $50 million a year. So it's not a question of money buying influence. As a matter of fact, when you look at the numbers, it's almost the opposite.
So I didn't watch the Global Citizen star-studded concert over the weekend, One World, Together at Home. Did you watch any of that?
No.
I got to admit, I didn't even know it was happening.
Well, I became aware of it midway through and saw the list of sparkling stars that I'm supposed to be interested in. You can see them doing their thing anywhere, all the time.
The two-hour primetime show, which aired Saturday night, curated by Lady Gaga and a host of giant stars, Elton John, J-Lo, Stevie Wonder, Michelle Obama was there, Laura Bush, bipartisan, Celine Dion, Taylor Swift, really all the biggest names in the world, certainly in American music. We're raising money for the World Health Organization?
Yes.
How is that even possible, given the news that we now have about the World Health Organization?
Because on the left, they're saying that's all bullcrap, and Trump just claims this because he wants to blame the WHO and not admit that it was he who was responsible for all the deaths in America. That's the narrative. And the narrative wins. Man, facts don't matter.
Wow. I thought that was nailed down so completely and clearly. Playing the clips of Tedros talking about we'd first of all like to tip our cap to China for their openness and transparency in dealing with this. Everyone knows that's a lie.
Right. There was literally a criminal conspiracy to hide the truth.
So we had a giant concert on every network like we did after 9/11 to raise money for that freaking guy?
Yeah.
That lying commie-loving SOB?
Yep.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard. How did that even happen?
Certainly in your top tier.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm not against the goals of the World Health Organization. I like the idea of it. But, like, and who was it I heard today?
Yeah, but all that falls to the side, doesn't it? This is the biggest health problem in 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're here to deal with health problems. You're doing this one poorly. So that's all that matters.
Right. Right. Well, there is a group of people, a body of people who have such great faith, and it makes them feel so good to talk about international organizations. It's just an emotional thing with them, and it blinds them to the enormous corruption in every major international organization, from the UN to the various bodies of the UN to the WHO, which is part of the UN, to the International Olympic Committee or whatever. Wherever there is vast sums of money sloshing around internationally, there is theft and bribery and corruption. And the WHO got caught with its pants down, being serviced by China, if you'll excuse the expression.
That's really interesting to me. Huh.
Yeah. Yep.
And I missed the chance to see Lady Gaga.
Oh, jeez. And Taylor Swift. Well, that 3 nights a month that they usually spent at awards shows has been freed up, so they decided to do this.
I don't know how any live concert thing. The stuff that people are doing, like from their house and stuff like that, alone and acoustic, that's pretty cool. That's not something you see every day. And you can make requests with Garth Brooks and stuff like that. I get the appeal of that. But just in general, most musicians, especially the really big ones, I can bring up a 1,000 Taylor Swift videos right now.
Right. Right. Oh, I get to see J-Lo? Oh, goody.
Well, and your comment is not even on whether or not you like J-Lo. It's just the ubiquitousness of it. I mean, it's everywhere all the time. I can get this whenever I want. There's not a shortage of this commodity.
It's like 5 years ago featuring a live performance by U2. U2's on every friggin' channel every friggin' day.
Oh, yeah. A live performance by U2 is like a barrel of oil. You got to pay me $41 to take it.
Armstrong and Getty.
Your office. Whether it's a home office or an office, it's where you conduct your business. It reflects who you are. You got a handsome desk, a stylish chair, even your pencil holder completes the look. Everything is right. Well, everything but that crummy plastic mat under your office chair. It dents and cracks, the corners curl up. Why do you have that? You need the Glass Chair Mat by Vitraza. Smooth enough to glide on and strong enough to hold 1,000 pounds. Our glass chair mats never dent. You get a lifetime warranty and it's beautiful. Get the look you deserve. You won't find Vitraza glass chair mats at the office superstore. You order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor, ITRAZZA.com. Shipping is free, and you save 10% with discount code OFFICE. That's $25 to $75 off any Vitraza glass chair mat with discount code OFFICE. Vitraza.com.
It is shocking that your home can be stolen this easily. Let me share a true story. Deborah learned that brutal lesson when thieves found the title to her home online. Then they forged the documents to appear she sold her home, but she hadn't. Then they borrowed thousands using her home's equity. Deborah didn't know she was a victim until foreclosure notices arrived and an eviction notice followed. She spent her fortune trying to get her home back. The crime is home title fraud, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. The best advice for avoiding a title fraud nightmare is to protect your home with Home Title Lock. And no, neither your homeowner's insurance nor bank protects you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock does. So first things first, find out if you're already a victim of home title fraud. Register your home at HomeTitleLock.com and enter SAVE for 1 month of free protection. Again, enter SAVE for 1 month of free protection at HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course, on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations. I'm Alan Jones, founder and CEO of Bambi. I created Bambi specifically for small business. Get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain compliance for $99 a month, seriously. Month to month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime.
Go to Bambi.com/weekday right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/weekday. Spell BAM to the BEE.com/weekday.
With the novel coronavirus pandemic escalating in the U.S., Roe, the parent company of Roman, is offering free telehealth services for people seeking guidance and information on COVID-19. Their free online assessment is based on guidelines from the CDC and the World Health Organization and can help determine if you are at risk. If appropriate, Roe will connect you with a medical provider for a free consultation. Visit roe.co/coronavirus on your phone or laptop to complete a free online assessment. That's roe.co/coronavirus.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The World Series of Poker has been postponed because of the coronavirus. Yeah, of course, all the players were incredibly upset, but it was impossible to tell.
Took me a second. I get it.
Soap operas are running dangerously low of episodes, Joe, thanks to the coronavirus.
Oh, no.
Days of Our Lives, The Young and the Restless, The Bold and the Beautiful, other names that you didn't know were still on the air, are on the air, apparently, and are running out of episodes because they can't record new ones. I'm not sure why you couldn't run an episode of Days of Our Lives from 1985 and be fine with it, since the plot is probably the same. The hairstyle might be a little different.
Somebody came back from the dead. Somebody's sleeping with somebody.
Right, exactly.
Well, and if you're watching old basketball games and golf tournaments, as you know we are occasionally, why wouldn't you run Best in the Bold and Beautiful, the Bold and the Breastless, or whatever it is, classics? You know, run 1978 through 80.
I don't know why anybody makes new music. I don't know why they're making new porn. And I don't know why they're making new soap operas.
There are enough.
There are
exactly.
Enough. There's enough.
Yeah. Just keep cycling through them. By the time you get to number million and six, you'll have forgotten one.
Reading this article in the New York Times about how department stores are toast. They've been failing and falling slowly over the last decade or so. This has pushed department stores over the end. The genre is over. There will be very few that survive. Once the all-powerful, this is what anchored your mall, this is what anchored your street in your town, they're just disappearing and going away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things change in capitalism, and it's fine.
And they should.
Yeah, they should. You watch old-timey movies, and apparently there was some sort of, like, you could buy everything their store in every small town. And over time, that went away, and you had little individual stores. You bought hardware at the hardware store, and you bought, you know, clothes at the clothing store, and everything, and it killed the general store.
Which then morphed into malls, which killed Main Street.
Yeah, and then Walmart,
and then Walmart
came along.
Killed the malls, and then Godzilla stomped on Walmart. Well, that's in the future, which I have seen.
But JCPenney, Sears, Macy's all have been closing stores and shrinking. Barney's of New York, all these, and it's the end of the department store. So it's kind of interesting. It was huge for a long time. It's gone now. Whatevs, we'll be fine.
I don't know. The ability to buy luggage and dishes, clothing, and a drill in the same store, I valued it.
Yeah. Kmart was a big part of my childhood. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And that was part of the appeal. You get some back to school clothes and a drill.
A little lawn seed.
And some fishing gear.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And a bike for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Everything. One store. But anyway.
Yeah, that's funny. I have warm memories of the Mart. I can picture where it was on the highway not far from our house.
I think we would drive all the way to Dubuque, Iowa to make it to the Kmart. From rural southwest Wisconsin. Yes, Michael.
Kmart was actually my first word as a kid, to be honest.
What?
Yeah, Kmart, because we would go shopping at Kmart, and I'd say, Kmart.
Your first word as a kid was Kmart.
Wow, that's strange and troubling.
Hmm.
It was one of them, maybe Ma or Pa, but still, it was up there.
Yeah. Ma isn't as versatile as Kmart. It doesn't have as much to offer, really.
Is the Kmart over here still open, or did we ever determine that was closed?
Oh, the one by the Radio Ranch?
Yeah,
I think that's closed, yeah.
Because it was open long after it seemed closed.
Yeah.
There was never a car in the parking lot. I understood that if you went in there, it was just empty shelves. It was like a department store that sold stuff for department stores.
Yeah, I walked in during some of its grim final days.
We had carts and empty shelves.
Why are you open? What's happening in here? How long till final thoughts, Michael?
We're about to start it right now.
I was going to say, because speaking of big companies and little companies, we've had a number of our listeners who are small business people. I mean, not like their size. They run small businesses. Talking about how they can't get their loan money amidst all these other big companies snatching it all up. So
yep.
I'm hoping in this next round we do a heck of a lot better job of that.
Hey, kids. It's that time again. With Armstrong and Getty.
And here's your host, Joe Getty.
Thank you, Jim. Whatever your name is. Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. There he is. He presses the buttons. He calls out Kmart as an infant. Michelangelo. Michael?
Yeah, remember, turn in your neighbors if you see them outside, even if they're getting the mail. Take no prisoners.
Michael, COVID fascist. Beautiful. Producer, Positive Sean with a final thought.
Yeah, wrapped up Better Call Saul last night. This previous weekend, I finished up Devs and the Ozark Season 3. It was one of those things where I had three great shows that I was watching simultaneously. Now they're all done. I got to figure out a new show to watch. If you have suggestions, find me on the Twitter machine, @PositiveSean. Let me know what you're watching.
All right, sounds good. Hey, Jack, a final thought for the crew?
Gee, I'm just looking up at the TV. The current number is 1.3% of the U.S. population has been tested for coronavirus. We either have to test a whole bunch more people or come up with a vaccine. Those are the only two ways really out of this, isn't it?
Yeah, there are still so many question marks. I mean, to a really troubling degree, can you get immunity from it if you have it once? How does it kill people? Why does it kill some people and not others?
Yeah, testing doesn't really help if you can get it more than once.
Right. But, I mean, gosh, that would be... I mean, if that's the case, then this is the apocalypse.
Got to move to a different planet. You got to, like, start colonizing Mars. I mean, seriously.
Colonize Venus. That's my final
thought. You
colonize
Uranus. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
Wow. So many people to thank. So little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. All of the clicks we mentioned were there. We got links to the news stories. You can buy Armstrong and Getty swag and give it to each other and raise your spirits. Also, you can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. If there's something we ought to be talking about, keep an eye out.
I hate to end the show with that comment. I got that hanging over my head for 24 hours.
I don't even know what that would look like, and I studied political theory.
God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Okay, Dad, you have two options. A, staying quarantined in the house with Mom, or B?
B.
Armstrong.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.